神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
Once again, we're going to talk about controlling.
再次我们要再谈这个操纵。
The last time, we talked about the one who controls.
上次的节目我们谈到操纵者。
Or manipulates people and events for their own satisfaction.
为了自己的满足去控制别人。
Now we're going to talk about the one who has been controlled.
接下来我们要谈的是那个被操纵者
The one actually that has been used by these people
是被利用的人
The problem is our thinking many times
有时候我们的问题是从我们的想法来的
People who have been manipulated actually has a wrong thinking
那些被操纵的人有一些不对的想法
They thinkthat they must have the approval of others in order to feel good about themselves.
这些人呢,被操纵的人呢,他们常常有一种想法,就是他们需要被肯定,才能够呢,认为自己是好的。
You see, that's why we need God.
那就是为什么我们需要神。
We need the power of God in our lives.
我们需要神的能力在我们的生命当中。
We need to understand His love toward us and our need for Him.
我们实在是需要认知到神的爱，还有我们有多少需要神。
You see, God can meet those needs of our inner man and can make us a person that is not controlled by others, but put our dependence in Him.
因为神可以满足我们心里面的需要，可以充满我们的心，然后呢，可以让我们信靠他，然后我们就可以把自己交托给他，不需要依靠那些控制我们的人。
I have said this several times in different tapes, but there are certain needs, inner needs that you and I have.
我曾经在几个节目里面谈过，我们有基本上的一些需要。
We really need to feel that we are loved.
我们需要爱。
We really need to feel that we have significance.
我们需要有那种价值感。
And we all need to feel secure.
我们都需要安全感。
Many times in our life, we don't have these met.
可是很多时候，我们的生命当中这些都不满足。
But when we put our trust in God through Jesus Christ,He tells us that I love you with an everlasting love.
上帝告诉我们,我用永远的爱爱你。
He says, I have drawn you to me with loving kindness.
他说,我用爱来吸引你。
Our significance really comes from God.
我们的价值意义是从神来的。
For the word of God tells us, for I know the plans I have made for you.The Lord said,
因为神的话告诉我们，他已经为我们做了人生的计划，他啊有为我们做的计划。
Plans to prosper you, not to harm you.
这样的计划是不是要伤害我们，而是让我们得到益处。
Plans to give you hope and a future.
是给我们未来有盼望。
You see, actually, man cannot do this for us.
人是不能给我们这些的。
He also said that he would go before us. He would make crooked paths straight for us.
他也告诉我们，他要修直我们前面的道路。
He said that he will never leave us nor forsake us.
他答应我们不会离弃，不会离开我们。
This is true security.
这个才是真的安全感。
And then God sends us people, friendships and fellowships that can be very good and healthy.
我们的神他也会、差遣一些人在我们四周围给我们友谊给我们爱让我们觉得是一个健康的人生。
But when we fall into the trap of being dependent on other people, then we're going to have problems.
如果我们陷入了陷阱不是依靠神而是依靠人依靠那些掌控我们的人的话那我们的问题就来了。
Now don't get me wrong, there is a healthy dependency.
当然依赖人是有他健康的一面。
For we cannot push people aside, but actually we do have a dependence one on another.
我们基本上是人跟人依靠存在的我们需要人。
Someone has said, we're not an island all by ourselves.
我们、不是在一个孤岛上面独处的。
But I'm talking about the unhealthy kind of dependency.
那我今天要谈的是那种不健康的依赖。
When you depend on someone that's going to control your life.
如果你总是依赖那个要操纵你人生的人。
And the reason that you do this is because you don't feel that true love that you should have had when you were very young.
只因为你从小没有得到那种你应该有的爱。
You've never found significance that satisfied you.
没有找到你人生的生命的意义跟价值。
And you've been very insecure.
然后你就很没有安全感。
And then comes someone that seems strong, someone that really thinks that you feel like maybe they think you're special, and right away, you're ready to depend on them.
所以当你遇到一个人很强烈的要操纵你的时候你觉得你对他好像有特别的感觉所以你马上觉得你需要依赖他。
In a sense, you lose your priorities.
这样的话你就失去了你的优先的次序。
You begin to accept that what others think of you is more important than it really should be.
你开始就以为别人对你的想法然后比你自己的想法还要重要事实上不应该这样子。
You allow them, what they think against even your better judgment. You know inside that really you shouldn't allow this, but you do.
即使你里面的判断是对的，但是你仍然容许外面来影响你。
Sometimes we even go against our conscience.
有时候甚至跟你的良知违抗。
But what they think is what is really important.
但是对你来说，别人怎么想？实在是很重要的。
But you see, you have misplaced priorities.
这样的话，你就把那个优先次序颠倒了。
What is right, what is good, what is best is what you should think.
你应该想的是什么是最对的、最好的、应该做的才对。
Many times, they will find their identity in the person who manipulates them.
有时候被操纵的人会把自己的这种、认同感放在那个操纵他的人。
Actually, they will think I must have them in my life.
以为呢，你的人生缺少他就不行。
And they may even say I can't live without you. They'll tell them.
然后呢，有时候会对对方表达说呢，我不能活着没有你。
And you might say I have to have their approval.
然后你也需要对方的肯定。
You see, this is finding your identity in them.
那这样的话你就把自己的认同来放在对方的身上。
Then after a period of time, you feel lost inside because you really don't have your own identity.
不久之后你会发现你好像迷失了因为你缺乏对自己的认定感。
And actually become scared of disapproval.
而且呢你心里会有害怕而且对自己的不肯定。
There are times that you would like to say no, but you can't say no.
有时候你想拒绝却说不出口。
Because you're afraid then that you'll be rejected by that person.
因为你怕被对方弃绝。
You can never take a stand.
你从来没有办法有原则。
And if you do take a stand, then you feel so bad and so guilty.
偶尔有一次你想站稳你的原则，你会觉得心里面觉得很愧疚。
You see, you become, what shall I say, performance-based acceptance.
你变成了是一种外面的表演性的接纳。
You're only accepted because of what you do.
你一定要怎么做才会被接纳。
You feel that your only value is if my work is acceptable.
你的价值只有在于你做出来让对方接受。
And I'm only worth something if I please others.
除非你让对方喜欢，能够讨他的喜欢，不然的话，你就没有价值。
So you become a driven person.
这样的话，你会很驱使、驱赶你自己。
Trying to please others.
只为了要让别人满意，让别人高兴。
You lose your independence.
你这样的话，你就没有独立性。
A controller won't allow you to make your own independent plans.
操纵你的人绝对不会容许你做自己的计划。
And if the person wants you around, they'll not let you have any time alone.
然后也没有办法让你有独处的时间。
And then they don't encourage you to spend your money or your time and do it on your own. It has to be with them or the way they want it.
每一件事情，不管是花钱或时间上的分配，都一定要让他们来帮你做计划。他们不容许你有自己的这种独立的这些啊计划或行动。
Now, as a person who is being controlled, you may not be exactly the same way in all of these different areas, but in some of them, this is where you are.
我讲的这些呢，并不是说一个被操纵的人都会有，但是总是有一两点是你的特征。
And then after a while, you become angry inside.
不久之后，你开始觉得生气。
Angry toward that person that's controlling you.
你会对那个操纵你的人开始有心里面有气。
You get very angry at the situations that they begin to control or that they are controlling in your life.
你会气他怎么这样子在操纵掌控你的人生。
And then you turn the anger inside and you become angry at yourself for allowing yourself to be controlled.
接下去你会气你自己，为什么我容许人家这样来操纵我。
And that can lead to depression.
那这样的话会把你带到沮丧的地步。
Because that is what depression is.
这就是沮丧的原因。
When anger is turned inwardly.
当生气积到里面去的时候，就会转向沮丧。
You see, you're being controlled by the personality or the power of another person.
因为你已经被对方的不管是个性或者是那种能力把你控制住了。
So actually, you are consumed by what the controller does.
然后你要做的都要依着那个操纵你的人来做。
Or what they don't do.
他们不做的你也不能做。
Or what they plan to do.
他们计划的你也要去做。
Many times you will have to make excuses for being controlled because other people see how that person is controlling you.
有时候呢，当别人看到你已经被操纵的时候，你还为那个操纵你的人找借口来帮他们解释。
We might say, well, they don't mean to act that way.
有时候你说他们不是故意的。
Well, they can't help being that way. It's just their way.
那就他们就是这样子。
Well, it really doesn't bother me.
对我来讲，我不会干扰。
So you find yourself making excuses for them.
所以你竟然在为他们找借口。
And then you become defensive about your relationship with them.
接下去你又发现你一直在保护你们的关系。
See that your relationship is very unhealthy.
那是非常不健康的。
You think there's nothing wrong with it.
你以为这个没有什么不对。
You don't face the reality that you need to change.
你不敢去面对这种关系，你觉得应该去改变。
Actually, many times you're not willing to do anything about changing that relationship.
而且有时候呢，你甚至把它割开，不想去改变这种关系。
And so it drags on and on.
就这样子，就继续的延拖下去。
And many feelings build up inside of you.
里面的那些感受越来越多。
But there is a way out of it.
事实上是有办法可以解决的。
Of course, as always, you must recognize the problem.
首先一定的一定要认识你的问题。
You must realize that you are too dependent and being manipulated by someone.
你要发现到你实在是太依赖那个操纵你的人了。
And then you must make a choice.
接下来你要做一个选择。
You must decide not to be dependent on that person.
你要做一个决定，我不再这样依赖那个人。
Decide that you want a healthy relationship.
决定你要一个有健康的关系。
A relationship that is strengthening to you and helpful to you and glorifies God.
那种关系是可以对你里面给你力量，而且可以荣耀神的关系。
Now, once you decide this, now you have to go through with it.
接下来你必须要来经过这个过程。
Now, you mustn't expect the person to understand.
你不要期待对方会了解你。
And don't expect them to be willing to give up.
也不要期待对方会放弃你。
They're not going to want to give up that control.
他们对你的操纵，他们不会放弃的。
So you're going to have to prepare yourself for some pain.
所以你要面对，你要预备好，要去面对一些痛苦的过程。
Because you see the fact that change is painful.
改变是会带来痛苦的。
But in time, you will find peace.
但是时间过后，你就有平安。
And then recognize the fact that if I don't change, I'm going to stay in pain.
因为如果你不改变的话，你就长久在这种痛苦里面。
You're going to go on the same way, and you're going to get deeper and deeper in it.
你会继续的，而且越来越深的陷下去。
Then examine just exactly what the manipulator does.
好好的检查一下，到底这个操纵你的人在你身上做了什么。
How am I being manipulated?
那就想说我是如何被开始操纵的。
What are they doing to control me?
他们做了什么来控制我。
Are they using tears?
他们是用眼泪呢。
Are they bringing guilt down on me?
他们是让我有罪恶感呢。
Just what way are they doing it?
到底是用什么样的方法让我有被操纵的这样的一个方法。
And maybe actually there are many ways they are doing it.
是有很多方法他们可以用。
Write them down.
把它写下来。
There's something about writing something down that it becomes concrete to you.
很多时候你写下来的时候就对你比较具体，比较实在。
Once you have written them down, then decide on how you're going to work out dealing with the person in these areas.
把它写下来之后呢，你就开始想我要怎么来面对他对我的这样的一个态度。
Maybe you can ask a trusted friend,to help you see the spots that you really don't understand and maybe see well yourself, but they see it.
你可以问你的一些朋友，你可以信任朋友，然后问他们啊，有一些是你自己的盲点，你看不到的，让他们告诉你他们看到什么。
Then you're going to have to face the manipulator.
接下来你要去面对那个操纵你的人。
And you're going to have to be able to convince them.The necessity for changing.
那你要面对他，然后让他知道，改变是需要的。
You don't go into it with anger and say, you've been manipulating me all these years. Now I'm finished. I'm stopping. I'm through with it.
你不需要用生气的态度去面对他，告诉他说我已经很厌倦了，我要跟你切断这个关系。你不需要这样做。
That will cause more trouble.
这样的话，问题会越多。
Because you have to realize you are as much to blame as the one that controls you.
你要记得你会被操纵，你自己有你的问题，不是只有对方有错。
You have allowed them to control you.
你容许他来操纵你。
And you're the one that has to change.
你自己要改变。
You'll learn in life that you cannot change other people.
记得在生命里面你不能改变别人。
If there's going to be any change, it must be in you.
如果要有什么改变的话是要你自己。
So the best way to come at this is to let them know that you feel that you are to blame.
所以记得当你想跟对方来面对的时候你要让他知道事实上是你自己的问题。
You can go to them and say, listen, I realize I've been wrong in the way I've been relating to you.
你可以说呢，我过去这样子来依赖你是我的不对。
Maybe you can say at times I've not spoken because I've been fearful.
因为我过去很脆弱，很害怕，所以我就没有跟你讲。
Fearful that I would lose your friendship.
我怕会失去你的友谊。
I felt like I needed your approval above everything else.
我觉得好像需要你的肯定。
But I realize this is not healthy for either one of us.
我现在已经知道对你跟对我这个都不健康。
And let them know that you're not breaking off the friendship, but you're making a commitment to change.
让对方知道你并不是要断绝关系，而是要改变关系。
You can say to them, I really do care about you, but I want you to know that I'm committed to change.
你可以说我实在是关心你，我在意你，但是呢，我已经决定要做一个改变。
And I feel like we will have a better relationship.
这样的话，以后我们会有更好的关系。
Don't defend yourself.
不要防卫保护你自己。
Because they're going to begin to come at you, accusing you of not being loving, not caring, not wanting to have a friendship.
不然的话，你会被控告你不够爱心，你不够关心，而且是你破坏的关系。
If you begin to defend yourself, there's going to be an argument.
如果你保护你自己，那么一定会有争执。
Maybe you choose just to be silent.
或许你就选择沉默。
Now, I'm not talking about a silence that you're going to use as a weapon.
我不是说你要用沉默来做你的武器。
Just that you get quiet.
就是安静下来。
And let them talk for a while.
让对方去讲。
And then you can say to them, I'm so sorry you feel that way.
你可以说，我觉得很抱歉，你的感受是这样子。
Really, what you say is not true.
你说的实在不是我所想的。
It's not what's in my heart.
不是真的是我心里面所做的。
But they're going to accuse you and they're going to badger you.
他们一定会继续的控告你，来恐吓你。
Now, don't expect them to give up.
不要期待他们会放弃。
Because they're going to come at you maybe with new ways.
因为他们可能用新的方法来操纵。
They may try other methods of controlling you.
可能用另外一个方法要来控制你。
Maybe never before did they become silent with you.
或许像不像以前一样，他们就开始跟你保持一个沉默不讲话。
And wouldn't talk to you.
不想对你讲话。
And now you find this silence that's so hard and it begins to twist at your heart, but you have to be strong.
即使他们不讲话，冷战的话，那你也不要自己以为这样不行，你要打开，打破这样的僵局，你一定要站稳你的立场。
And the controller will find out that these needs and these new methods will not succeed.
这样子对方要操纵你的人呢，他会发现说好像这个方法也不管用。
This will take inner strength and determination from you.
这个你需要有一个决心，还有里面很刚强的力量来面对。
That's why you must have a determination and a commitment that you're going to break this thing.
那就是为什么你一定要下定你的决心，然后愿意来调整破解这种关系。
There must be a deep conviction in you that you realize that you cannot meet the needs of that controller.
你的心里面一定有一个很深的意念、信念，知道说呢，你是没有办法来满足那个操纵你的人，让他满意的。
You see, God did not design any of us to meet all the needs of another person.
上帝创造我们，并没有让哪一个人可以满足某一个人的需要。
Our needs are met by many different people.
我们的需要是经过很多人来让我们满足的。
And sometimes when that person depends so much on getting their needs met from you, they never know how to reach out to God to get their needs really met.
如果有一个人他要你来完全满足他的需要的话，那么这个人就不懂得怎么样去向神来要请求，来祈求，或者是依靠神来满足他自己的需要。
You really have to look at yourself and keep telling yourself, I do not have to win the approval of man.
常常告诉你自己，我不需要一定要赢得别人对我的肯定。
I do not have to please man.
我不需要讨人的喜悦。
Because in reality, we can never truly please man.
因为事实上你是没有办法讨人的喜悦的。
That's why it's so wonderful to know that we can please God.
那就是为什么如果你知道你可以讨神的喜悦是很好的。
You say, how can we please God?
那我们怎么来讨神喜悦呢?
By accepting His love.
接受他的爱。
And then loving and trusting Him in return.
爱他，而且呢，信靠他。
This pleases the heart of God.
这样就让神的心很高兴了。
He wants to do so much for us.
他实在是愿意为我们做很多事。
When I look back over my life, I have seen God worked through Jesus in my life in so many different ways.
在我的生命的过程当中，我经历到看到上帝借着耶稣基督在我的生命中所做很多的方法。
In my younger life, I wanted to please people.
在我年轻的时候，我实在是很想去让别人喜欢我。
I wanted friendship.
我很期待友谊。
And I did a lot to try to gain friendship.
我做很多事想要赚得赢取友谊。
I knew what it was to lose my identity.
我知道什么叫做失去我的自我认定感。
But as I was telling someone, it was Christ that helped me find my true identity.
但是我告诉你，是因为耶稣基督找回我自己。
In him, I found strength to say no.
在主的里面，我就学到怎么样拒绝说不。
In him, I found the reality that I didn't have to please everyone.
在耶稣里，我就知道说，我不需要，也不可能让每一个人都高兴。
For he gave me a peace.
他给我里面的平安。
Not a peace that I would win at the price of trying to be controlled by someone.
那这种平安呢，不是放在让别人来管理我。
But a true peace deep in my heart that I found contentment.
这个平安是在我的心里面找到了一个满足的地方。
I don't know where you are today.
我不晓得你今天的情况怎么样。
Maybe you are a controller.
或许你是那个喜欢操纵人的人。
You have a very deep need in controlling the events and the circumstances and people.
在你里面你很深深的需要能够掌控人或掌控你的环境掌控你的一些场面
In a sense you feel driven to do that
而且呢你好像驱使着自己一定要这样做
But you really have no peace
这样的话你不会心里面有平安
It seems like you have to keep pushing keep driving keep hold of people
好像你一定要驱使自己去掌控去抓住人或事
I wished I could tell you the freedom that comes when we don't have to feel we have to control anymore.
我希望能够让你明白，当你自己小的时候，我不需要一定要有一种掌控的这样的能力的话，那你会觉得自由放松一点。
There can come such a peace in your life.
这样你的心里面就会有平安。
And if you're having trouble this way, why don't you ask Jesus to help you?
如果你有这种问题，就是好像不掌控就不能有平安的话，那你就求耶稣来帮助你。
Ask him to show you yourself, the true self, and then to help you to change.
求神让你看到你自己，真正的自己，然后愿意改变。
For you see, God made us to be free.
神造人让我们有自由
To be free inside
里面的自由
To be able to live a life of true happiness
活在一种真正的快乐里面
But you see happiness is a choice
你知道快乐是要经过你自己的决定的
And you must choose not to control people
你要决定你不再要去控制人
And you must choose not to be controlled
而且呢，决定我也不要成为那个被操纵的人。
And then you will find that deep peace that God can give you.
你就可以找到神给你的从心里面深处的平安。恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供。由金卢牧师为您主讲林真华语翻译如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担请您来信写明你的姓名住址然后你寄到台湾高雄台湾省高低的高英雄的雄台湾高雄13-40号信箱台湾高雄13-40号信箱你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了我们会尽快的跟您回信